Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. Tonight, we light the Christ candle. We can have faith over fear. And our scriptures for this evening are Luke 2, 1 through 20. Title of my meditation or my message this week is In Conclusion. So, if you would, please open your Bible to Luke 2, 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. Well, he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and great joy, and that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Well, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, in conclusion of tonight's service, after we light the candles and quietly leave her singing Silent Night in anticipation of Christmas morning, will you leave here and post on your favorite social media outlet that you've been given the greatest gift of all, Jesus? The reason for the season? Telling all this Advent season you have come to have faith or fear. Because you found Christ or renewed your faith in him. Will you be like the shepherds who were tending their flocks, who hurried off to go and see who then, after finding Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger, left telling and spreading the word that what they had been told about them, this child. Praying that others this Christmas will be amazed and believe that God sent his son Jesus so that all can have faith over fear. In conclusion, what a funny way to start title a message. Many will leave here tonight not knowing what it's like to have faith over fear. And some will. And they will be like Mary, who treasured up all these things and pondered them in their hearts. You know, all too often, many are like a six-year-old little girl who emerged from her Sunday school class with a toothless grin on her face and a piece of candy and a new pencil in her hands. "Guess what?" she said to Mom. "I was the best listener today. I won the prize." Miss Linda read a story about the baby Jesus, then asked what Mary wrapped the baby Jesus in when she laid him in the manger. "Well, what did Mary wrap him in?" "Swaddling clothes," came the quick reply. "What are swaddling clothes?" Mom asked. "Well, I don't know," she admitted, shrugging her shoulders. "I guess that's what ducks wear." You know, sometimes we treat Christmas like that. We know the answers. We know the story, but we don't know the meaning. We've treasured up all that happens like Mary, but don't take the time to ponder them. What is it to treasure up and ponder? Well, ponder, according to the dictionary, is to weigh in the mind, to think about, to reflect on. To treasure up is to have the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge of the truth. Paul wrote in Colossians 1, 25 and 26, what he pondered, what he treasured up, the truth of Jesus, the Son of God. He wrote to them saying, I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. I believe when David wrote Psalms 37:7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him, he was telling his readers, ponder on them and treasure up that which the Lord our God has already provided and promised. In Psalms 46, we're given a song to help us ponder, to weigh in our minds, to think about, to reflect on, and to treasure up the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge we already have. In conclusion of this psalm, we're reminded to be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Zechariah also wrote in chapter 2, verse 13, he said, be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he roused himself from his holy dwelling. So in conclusion, so as you leave here, then what? Do you have Christmas packages to deliver before you arrive at home and finish your preparations for Christmas Day? If you have children at home, there's their needs to attend to. Do you have stockings to hang and fill? Maybe even presents that still need to be wrapped and placed under the tree. Maybe even some of you have Christmas guests to prepare for. Or maybe you have a meal to prepare. Still so much to do before the chaos of Christmas Day. Because when Christmas Day arrives and you have a time of exchanging gifts, and there will be excitement from the children in anticipation of the next wonderful gift they are going to open. But did they even notice who the giver was? Gifts left for them by Santa, by mom and dad, maybe from their aunts and uncles or grandparents or friends. Did they say thanks to the giver of the gift? Are they contented with what they received? Did you? Are you? Like Mary and Joseph, many families travel Christmas Day from one place to another to open gifts and share a meal. Many times their kids will be like the shepherds pestering mom and dad saying, let's go and see. We want to know what else we've been given this Christmas. Well, when you return home, there's still so much to do. The cleanup, finding a place to put all these new treasures, the assembly of toys and other items, trying to follow confusing instructions, if you can find them, and you feel like a hurricane went through your house, and the only thing you want to do is scream, help! You know, does Christmas Day leave you feeling like the disciples in the storm, fearing for their lives? They called on Jesus, and his response to the storm we find in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Well, then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Oh, I've longed for that kind of power over my children on Christmas Day. But all too often, I found myself just happy to ride out the storm. How about you? In conclusion of the day, amidst all the goings on, I should have paid heed to the words of the psalmist. Be still and know that I am God. So in conclusion of the day, are you feeling tired, washed out, and used up? Or are you like Mary, who at the end of all the hubbub of those days took the time to treasure up all these things and pondered them in her heart? In conclusion of tonight's service, after we light the candles and quietly leave her singing Silent Night, in anticipation of Christmas morning, will you leave here and post on your favorite social media that you've been given the greatest gift of all, Jesus, the reason for the season? Telling all that this Advent season, you have come to have faith over fear because you found Christ or renewed your faith in him. Will you be like the shepherds who were tending their flocks, who hurried off to go and see? Who then, after finding Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger, left telling, spreading the word, what had been told to them about this child, praying that others this Christmas will be amazed and believe that God sent his son, Jesus, so that all can have faith over fear. So my advice to you this Christmas Eve is, in conclusion of each and every day, ponder and treasure up all that God has provided. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Merry Christmas. In his service, this is Pastor Joe.